This is Senator Al Simpson. Even though Congress has passed laws requiring hospitals to set up organ donation programs, a new study shows us that few hospitals are complying. In a moment, Ted Kennedy and I will face off. Ted, the country's problems just can't be solved by laws which demand that people comply with federal regulations. A fine example is the law you jammed through Congress 3 years ago, forcing hospitals to establish organ donor programs. Failure to comply with the Fed's approach would cost a hospital its Medicare and Medicaid funding. That's some big threat, but still it never worked. Ted, there are 19,000 persons on the waiting list for an organ transplant. Their lives well depend on a change in the public's attitude. Even the American Red Cross agrees that passing a law is not like waving the magic wand. What really works is public education about the need for organ donors and special training that teaches our health professionals how to recruit and comfort potential donors. Ready for that?
Al, the law you're criticizing isn't the problem. It's laid the groundwork for greater access by patients to life-saving operations for transplanting kidneys, hearts, livers, and other organs. Unfortunately, the promise of transplant research is being translated too slowly to the bedside of the patients. The scientific knowledge is available, but the supply of organs is inadequate to meet the growing need. Congress was right to require hospitals to participate actively in transplant programs and help inform the public about the need for more donors. A major part of the problem, Al, is the disarray in the Bush administration. They revoked the old guidelines for the program 8 months ago, and we're still waiting for new ones. The administration can't decide what to do, so they're doing nothing. That's unacceptable. Frankly, Al, someone needs a brain transplant. You could use one, too. This is Ted Kennedy. Senator Al Simpson and I will face off next on offshore drilling. We don't have to destroy the environment to meet our energy needs. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.